Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Roll up in the club.
Woo!
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Hey, you know what?
I bet you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many player hating. Trying to sell.
All right. That's enough for that. What's up, my peoples? I am so sorry. I apologize a million and one times over. Sis, I need to hear your voice.
I'm here. I'm right here, bro.
So I was Wu-Song all the way home. This metro is killing me. Do you hear me? And look, and I said to myself today, I said, you know what? You should try to leave here early today because you know the metro been messing up. But and it dawned on me that they told us that last week was the last week for the mishap. And now I'm hearing they have to change some wheels on a couple other trains or something. I mean, it was just crazy, girl. It was crazy. And you know me, I'm a people person, but I'm not a people touching person. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you know, this like, it was so funny. I had to laugh quick. Let me tell you this. When I got to my subway, right, and I always call me lazy, whatever y'all want, 60 stones, before I break my bone, y'all names ain't gonna never hurt me. And I ride the elevator up instead of walking up the stairs or going to the escalator. Well, the elevator was packed. And I just, you know, like I said, I made people first. I went on and let the elevator go, and I was saying to myself, damn. I wish I had some lights on this spray because a couple of these families look suspicious going up in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And look, this lady, she was behind me. She tapped me on the shoulder. I took my headphones off. She said, baby, can you just wait 1 minute? I want to spray this car down. I was like, I can kiss you. She said, you better not. We got COVID going on, boy. I was like, no, you are reading my mind. I was like, there is a God. Do you hear me? She was like, what are you talking about, mister? I said, because I was just sitting here saying to myself, I wish I had my lights on because some of them people look suspicious going in that. She was like, oh, yeah, baby, I got it. Don't even worry about it. Man, she sprayed that junk down. And look, got on the car. It wasn't that many of us. I got on the elevator, excuse me. Wasn't that many of us getting on the elevator, and I'm here. Listen, lights all down, free from COVID, and ready to do this jail corner thing. Yes, that's how about girl.
Okay.
Girl.
Yes, that's it. Let's get it.
You know what, please? I'm going to say this one thing. I always fuss and complain when this type of situation go on, right?
Right.
I have learned to shut my dag or mouth. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Because I see now for a fact that it can always be worse. It can always be worse. You know what I mean? So,
Hey,
listen. Everybody, your boy was humbled. Your boy was humbled today. And listen, y'all do me a favor. Priest, I know you got Lou's number, but if you guys have people's numbers that aren't on, that would be on, just send them a text and tell them that we're on now and popping, if you could for me, you know.
I got you.
We all got to work together today, y'all. We all got to work together. This weekend, it was a beautiful sports weekend. I'm going to tell you. Because Tang, I didn't see your Cowboys at all this weekend, so that was a beautiful day. Did Pittsburgh win? I ain't even checked that. Or they had a bye too, right?
They had a bye week.
Okay, so yeah, that's what it was. Only thing that bothered me was last night's game, and we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that as the time goes on. Again, y'all, I am so sorry. You guys know that we try to do everything for as professional as we possibly can. But, I mean, today showed me that sometimes there'll be circumstances beyond our own personal control. So just bear with us, and we're gonna put this show on, man, because the show must go on. You know what I'm talking about? Got to talk about. And listen, I like to thank everybody. You know, please, I'm telling you, when things ain't going right, ain't nothing going right. The phone kept hanging up every time I dialed the dang old number to get in. The phone was hanging up. It kept telling me the passcode I was using wasn't right. I mean, it was just like, and I was in here saying, "Wusa, Wusa, Wusa, Wusa." Girl, I was the Wusa about that cake off in this show. Yes, that was saying.
The devil was working.
I'm here. The devil was busy. The devil was busy. But, Bama, you ain't going to win. Dude, you ain't going to never win against me, bro. You know what I'm talking about? Man, we ain't having it. So, we're going to discuss this week 7 of the NFL, winners and losers, which teams have started to separate themselves from the pack, meaning other than the Cardinals. I mean, I to everybody, we're all like wild with them. With what's going on in Arizona. But the other teams that are starting to separate themselves from to you. We're going to talk about the start of the World Series between these Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros. Yay! You know what I mean? Y'all know who I'm going for. Yeah, me and Tree's going against each other on this one because she hates the Astros. Because of her team, and I hate the Braves because of my team. What a more natural, I can't think of a more natural, organic way to have a hatred or a battle with the fans. So, yeah, we're going to discuss the frustration in L.A. You know what I mean? The Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis debacle. You know what I mean? All I'm saying from what I saw, from the video I saw, that joint ain't going to be over with. That joint is not over with. I think we saw the tip of the iceberg, but we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about these things and so much more because y'all know the guests that call here on Kale Corner with Lady T going to talk about any and everything. So we're going to take a quick break. Because I need to hear this song right here, right now. We're going to take a quick one. We're going to come back, and then we're going to jump dead into the NFL. I don't know, Tree. Talk the NFL. You want to talk the Lakers. MLB.
Let's do the Lakers first.
We're going to talk about the frustrations in California. Knows how to party. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne. To say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. You pop in, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brother clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Yeah, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pack. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we? Our women, I think it's time to kill for our women. Time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that
couple hate the ladies that make the babies. And since the man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
Keep your head up. Keep your head up. LeBron, keep your head up, man. Keep your head up, man. Westbrook, keep your head up, man. What's that other Bama name? Rondo,
AD.
Keep your head up.
Oh.
AD, who you
hey,
talking?
I was thinking he was talking about AD and Dwight.
Yeah, AD. Well, AD and Dwight, they got to keep their head up for a different reason. Somebody might throw a
yeah.
jab, so they got to be alert. They got to be ready for whatever Kevin. You know what I mean? And
like
Trump, they got to be prepared for that thing. Now, I'm talking about the scuffle in L.A. on the bench between Dwight Howard and Anthony Davis, where they're trying to play it off and say that it was nothing. But we all know. We all know that any time, and you guys have heard me say this, somebody put their hands on me in a negative and derogatory manner, things change right then and there between us. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm talking about teammates. The only person that I have fought, and I mean seriously fought, And we was okay afterwards. We went right back to being twins. Was my twin brother.
Right.
I'm serious. Everyone else that I fought, and I'm talking about family members as well, family reunion to this day, like, I should just go kill that diamond, right?
Right.
I, you know what? That fight ain't finished. He got out on me. I ain't like the outcome. The ending of that one. Let me go say that by him right now. But no,
exactly.
I'm telling y'all, this is the first fight of many. Trust me, this is the first fight or debacle of many. That's all I'm gonna say. Come on, Tree.
I think the fight showed a lot of different things. Because I think it showed the passion that they looking for as far as winning, but they have to do that kind of fight in the locker room or at practice or somewhere like that. See, when it's on national stage like it was, then we all have to put our input on it, and then everybody got different inputs and, you know, thinking different things about what happened. So we really don't know what was said, but we know that it was a fight.
You did not just sit here and contribute that to the passion. To their passion. Girl, how long did it take for you
listen,
to come up
well,
with
I'm
that?
Only say, listen, I'm only saying it because, look, they was trying to figure out about the pick and roll because that's what it was all about. It was about the pick and roll, and Dwight missed the pick and roll, or somehow the communication was messed up. So I think with the AD, he was trying to explain that. But his leadership is not the right kind, because when you walk up to somebody and they sitting down and you put your hands on them, just like you said, you put your hands on me, then I don't even hear nothing else you saying. I don't even hear what you're trying to say to me, because I feel like you're trying to hurt me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's what I think
yeah.
It was. It was his approach. It was AD's approach, because AD is supposed to be the leader on the team, even though Dwight Howard has been in the league longer. He's new to this team. So I just think all of it was handled wrong.
Isn't this Dwight Howard's second time around with L.A.?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he's not new. And he and
well, no,
and
no, yeah,
AD
he's not new. But the last time when AD went, when Dwight was there, AD wasn't.
Okay, I can relate to that. I can relate to that. But I'm not going to contribute to what I saw to pass. I'm not no. Let's bring my man Lou in.
What's up, Lou?
What's happening, Lou?
Good evening. I thought Now, for a minute, I thought you guys weren't there. Glad we made it.
Yeah.
I know,
yeah,
right?
We made it. We made it.
Good.
But hey, and everybody, I'm telling everybody, because we are so late, we got to stick to the topic. We got to express what it is that we're talking about.
Yes.
Did you see the fight?
Right.
The scuffle.
No.
Between Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard.
No, I heard about it, but I didn't get a chance to see it. But I heard it was ugly.
Okay. Yes,
it was.
Yes. It was too ugly to contribute it. Let's bring the Huckleberry in.
Because
I know the Huckleberry saw it. What's happening? Fizzy Tibbs?
I'm your Huckleberry
in here. Look.
What's happening with you?
I missed you this weekend, bro.
I watch a lot of National Geographic. And when they're in the jungle, mm-hmm. every pack got a leader. You can't put five alpha dogs together and expect they're gonna get along. This is not gonna work. This is not gonna work in there.
Yeah.
So it's you're saying Dwight Howard is an alpha dog. You're saying Dwight Howard is an alpha dog. You're giving him that alpha dog.
What I'm saying that at some point in their career, all of them have been the alpha dog on their team.
Okay.
Now I'm saying now you're putting all these personalities together, and I know it's just the third game, sis, but I'm just saying I don't care if it was the 33rd game. I just don't think it's going to work.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let's go to my man, Tank. And look, Tank, with your answer, we're going to find out if it's just your house, if Whitey done got in your head and told you why this is about what. I want to hear Tang's answer. We want to hear Tang's answer.
Don't do that, sir.
What's up, Kel? Corey,
what's up?
Hey, bro.
What's up,
you going to get my answer today. It's a problem. Problem.
Believe me.
It's a problem. And it's going to stay a problem the whole time because ain't nothing but some OGs over there that know how to play basketball. All they gonna do is knock away them old stats like Carmelo Anthony just did the other day. All they doing is gonna beat the stats this year. That's all they gonna do. That's it.
Okay. So you don't see, and I know it's early. I know it's early. Like she said, it's only game three. But let me step out there and say this: if this type of distraction continues, it's safe to say the Lakers won't even make it to the playoffs, let alone win.
Let's not go that far. I don't think it's gonna. I think they're gonna, make it. I mean, showed up to a rough start, but it's early in the season. You can't go by just two or three games of the season. Come on.
I'm going by how Westbrook and them looking out there. They looking like Westbrook already looked like he got a problem.
Westbrook has played in two games and he has double digits. I mean, 18 turnovers in two games, 9 in the first and 9 in the game that they had the other night. That's 18 turnovers. I'm just saying.
And the most prominent teams. I mean, every foul, you're not going to get every foul. Like, every time somebody gets fouled, they crying. Only person on the team ain't crying is AD. He the only one. And he stayed there long enough, he's going to learn how to cry.
Because he got the mouth on the team.
Yes, he
did. Yeah, boy. Cry
yes,
me
he did.
Let's go to my man Marcus. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, Marcus.
Who's up with that TV background?
Somebody got some background noise.
Yeah, never mind. I'm back. My nephew just needed something.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Marcus.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Hey, nothing. We're talking about this Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard debacle, man. I mean, did you get a chance to view that or hear about it at least?
No, I didn't, but you know, whenever that type of stuff happens in the house, man, it's like you said, you know, and it really should be more like a brotherhood.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It should be more
That's
like
true.
A brotherhood. To
That's
where,
true.
You know,
I agree.
If we like you say, man, you let that joint go when it was your brother, you know, your twin brother. So, I mean, from that standpoint, and we about getting this money and winning this trophy and getting this ring.
Right.
They need to put that. Right. They need to put that on the side and go get that. Thing,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And by them being mature enough to handle it, you know, I think they can do it, you know, because these veterans, these ain't little youngins that's coming in the league, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I was saying.
Is this the third game though, Marcus? That's what I'm saying. Is this the third game? So even though they look dysfunctional and they look like, you know, the bad news bears out there playing, it's just the third game. You got, what, 79 more games? So
yeah,
they can
exactly.
do it together, or they can just completely, you know, break up. I don't know. But right now, I think it's just too early for us to be saying that they're not going to make it.
If I can respond to Marcus Edtree, I'm just going by the past. Even in every sport where they put a team together to run for the championship, they fell short. Football, baseball, basketball has done it before. I'm just saying that you got to have somebody out there that got to be willing to take the seat back and let somebody run the show. And I don't think any of these guys can do it. I can be wrong, though. I can be wrong.
I mean, from that standpoint, though, 50 Sam, you right. You talking from a win standpoint, and just what we think about what they're doing over there. You know,
I'm talking about, you know, when they put these teams together, they most of the time they're not for two or three seasons. They for one season. Let's win the championship, and that's why they were put together. The New England Patriots with Randy Moss. The New York Yankees that got dismantled by the Boston Red Sox, you know, and the Lakers before when they had Karl Malone, the glove, and Shaq and Kobe. They couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, from a standpoint of wins and losses, you're probably right. But from just the standpoint of what Kel was talking about a man putting his hands on me, And me not being able to get over it, you know what I'm saying? Me always got my third eye watching, wait for an opportunity. They might not be crazy like me and Kale, because I'm the same way, you know what I'm saying? They might got over. But then also, I ain't never had as many zeros as them dudes got behind their legs.
Maybe if I had
a couple more zeros like that, maybe I can let some stuff roll off my back, too.
Yeah, but look at it this way. Look at it this way. Those zeros put them in another tax bracket, put them in another mindset, and make them think and feel more about themselves. So when something happens to them that is classified or deemed embarrassing, it's a little harder for them to get over it, man. It's a little harder for them to let it go. But we got to move on, y'all. We got to let this one go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're going to check up on them Lakers as the season goes and see if this still is the case. And I'm going to say this. If another fight breaks out between two other teammates, I don't care if it's in practice, while they out at a team meeting or dinner or whatever, and we hear about it, then, hey, it's time for us to look at this team with a magnifying glass. 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782, Kale's Corner. We rushing, but we're going to get it done. We'll be right back when we come back. It's time for Lady T to tell us who won.
Preseason game.
Hey, look, y'all. I put my business. I'm like Marshawn Lynch. I'm putting my business out there. I ain't going to tell you what I ate. That's putting me in my stomach. Yeah, I love that commercial. That commercial. Well, listen, I have a question for you all. Is that magic gone from Kansas City? I mean, is it poof be gone time with Kansas City? Are they one and done, y'all?
No.
I can't say they one and done, they look bad right now, but I can't say they one and done.
Yeah, that's taking it a little bit too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One and done.
No.
Absolutely.
When
the one thing about
the NFL. I hope they are.
I've never.
One thing about the NFL.
As a head coach, I never allowed my kids to practice anything that wasn't football related. Andy Reid has allowed Patrick, my homeboy, to practice no-look passes. To practice left-hand throws with his right-handed. He's let him practice everything except for real football. And I'm sorry, y'all. I feel that the lack of serious approach, the lack of a serious approach is starting to affect Kansas City. That's just me.
No, I agree with that.
Well, I think the NFL, especially the defenses, they eventually catch up to trickery anyway. You know, now Patrick Mahomes got to get out there and play football. And when it comes to playing football, are you ready? And it looks like, and it's not just on him, though. They don't have a defense, and their offense can't stop nobody from, you know, they can't block nobody.
Well, that is the truth. That is the truth. You know, I tried to put my finger on it, and you know, I listened to all the people with NFL Network and everything, and that is what they're saying. That is what they're saying.
That's the real problem.
What's the
real part of saying? I'm telling y'all, since last year and this year, their defense had decreased. It's because of that dude Spagnuolo. We had him with the Cowboys. Until they get that defensive coordinator out of there, they're not gonna never stop nobody. Steve Spagnuolo is terrible, and they're not gonna talk about him because then they're gonna be throwing the coach out there up under the bus. They ain't gonna talk about him. That's the problem.
But didn't Spagnuolo go someplace else and get and lose?
He with Kansas City right now.
Yeah, he with Kansas
loses.
City now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
That's where I said it. The last 2 years he's been with them, their defense been terrible.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because I was about to say, I ain't never known Spagnuolo win anything. I forgot he was with Kansas City on their defense.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is the bigger problem. If you forgot he was there, that means he's not making an impact at all. Don't nobody,
at
you
all.
Know what I mean? Like,
at
you
all.
Ain't making no impact if we little people don't even remember you over there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true. Debo said, one second. Debo said the NFL has caught up and their defense is some trash. You know?
Yes,
it was basically what Tank just said. Tank said their defensive coordinator is some trash. Debo said their whole defense is some trash. Well, trash plus trash equals trash. So, and trust me, I know. Trust me. We ain't gonna kill and all that, but I know.
Come on, Kel. Why do you know, Kel? Tell us why you know.
Don't fall for the
Tell us why you know, Kel. Tell us why you know.
Like I ain't never seen this movie. You know, I'm not gonna be one screaming fire everybody. I want to cut the water boy, the towel boy, the damn dude that painted lines on the field wasn't safe when 57 went on his rant. No, you never catch DMC VHL like that. No, sir. No,
you
sir.
You know you want to say it, though, Kev. And look, in your living room while you watching the TV, you going, fire that, you know, but you can't see it on the podcast.
No, in my living room, in all honesty, in my living room, when I'm watching it, I say, Slim, these Bama's blowing me, man. That was a dumb play. That was stupid. You learn how not to do that in Little League. You learn how that shouldn't be done in Little League. Now, I have to change Brother Marcus's name to DMV Kale's Voice of Reason. Because Marcus has been able to talk me down all season thus far. So, Marcus, come on, man. Let me hear what you got to say.
Are you talking about our team? Are you talking about the Washington football team?
I'm talking about the Washington football team.
So, I mean, let me get it out for you, Sam, because I know you're going to be you juiced up.
Chomping at the bit.
Let me let me put it out there from a.
And then you can go crazy.
Not as a Washington fan, just as a football fan in general. Like I told Kel, I own this football team, and I took my fandom out. I would eliminate trying to win every game that we just can muster. That any given Sunday attitude is not going to help us become a better organization, a better team overall. And what I'm saying is that mediocre 8-18 that you know what I mean, that is not going to get us to where we want to be in the future, because all that does is it don't give us hardly no real good draft picks whatsoever. And if we happen to win a division like we did last year, we just look like trash rolling icing. You know what I'm saying? We look like doo-doo rolling icing. So we just was better doo-doo than the whole rest of the NFC East.
Not better doo-doo. Wait a minute.
We were solid. Everybody else is that mushy, mess up the diaper and the side of the leg. We were just solid.
We look like doo-doo rolling breadcrumbs, bro. We look like doo-doo rolling
breadcrumbs. Wait a minute.
And what it did was it gave everybody this false sense like we was gonna be somebody this year, and that's why we came out ain't do enough, right? Which I'm glad about, because we got a terrible schedule because of the fact that we won a division. Now, and what that does is that keeps us mediocre. There's no change. So what's going to happen this year, because Kale don't like to tank. He don't like to. I've been screaming tank for the past 3 weeks. Y'all don't know this, but I've been screaming. Right?
My voice of reason.
Since Kale don't want to tank, we're losing fair and square. And last week we actually could have won that game, but the football gods want us to get better too.
Yeah. They wouldn't
want to
let y'all.
Want us to get better too. Nah. And that's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, by the time we hit those last five games, bro, we are going to lose every last one of them, and that's what I want.
You say football gods. I say plain damn stupidity, okay? Uh-huh. A quarterback more interested in his celebration than accomplishing his job, okay? And speaking of, real quick, I'm going to jump, y'all. See, y'all know we jumping, but Debo brought a point up. He wanted me to add 57. Do you still think Geno Smith is a more serviceable quarterback than Cam Newton after watching Geno last night?
I'm gonna say yes.
We got the background noise. Hold on, 57. Hold on, wait a minute.
Right.
Somebody, the background noise going on.
Y'all got background noise.
Go ahead, 57. I'm sorry.
I'm still gonna say yes. Geno didn't get a chance to catch his breath once he took the snap last night.
Man,
I mean, they
you
say
better
great
not,
defense
y'all.
On him. Yes, I am,
you
bro.
You better not,
I'm, Cam Newton would not have survived as long as he had. Cam Newton ain't got it like that no more. I'm telling
hey,
you.
Man.
Ain't nobody
picking
up baseball.
This is when you let him just talk about baseball, big bro. Because right there, I don't really understand how you think that, 57. Come on, 57. For real?
Hey, look, I'm telling
you. You
pick
Geno over Cam Newton?
Right, I'm telling you now. I just said it. I've been saying it for the last 3 weeks. Cam Newton does not have it. Cam Newton does not have it. But what? What did he do? Why they blackball him?
Y'all trying to make sense out of somebody that was getting rid of his whole team. So we're not doing that right now.
Great. Let me ask you something.
I love you, though, 57. I love you.
Why would they blackball Cam Newton? Why would they blackball Cam Newton? What has he done to be blackballed?
He wasn't vaccinated just like they're doing Kyrie.
Well, that's a rule the NBA got. The team ain't doing this to Kyrie.
No, it's not. NFL got it.
It's not the NBA rule. The man came out.
It's not the NBA rule. It's a New York rule.
Yeah, that's New York rule.
That's a New York
rule.
The NBA is not mandating no one to be vaccinated. Don't blame that on the NBA.
Help his team on the road, then. Help his team on the road. He can't go into Madison Square Garden and play. He can't play in Madison Square Garden or the other place.
Let's not take it back off of there. We're going to keep it on Cam. Let's keep it on Cam. Keep it on Cam.
Cam ain't good blackball just because he didn't want to take the COVID? Nah. Cam ain't got it. Don't nobody really see the interest in it. The Redskins need a COVID. I mean, sorry. Oh, yes, sir.
57. Debo said he has no more football talk with you because clearly you watching something different. There's football.
Hey, look. Tell your alter ego.
Y'all got to understand. There's something that I have learned about 57 in this time period. 57 stands 10 toes firm on whatever he say, and I don't care how crazy or how wild we may think it is, 57 is going to stand behind what 57, his first thought on everything. And I don't care if them Bammers, if Geno Smith come out that joint and butt fumble twice. Now, we done seen it done once in the game, but if Geno comes out there and butt fumbles twice, 57 going to find an excuse, yeah? He going to find a reason why Cam Newton is not the answer. I say now, Marcus say he believes that Cam is injured. Now, I haven't heard any report. I heard that the whole beef was about him not wanting to be vaccinated. So we don't know if he is truly injured or not. But this is football. Nobody is 100% right now. Nobody.
Nope.
Nobody is preseason healthy right now. Everybody got nicks and bruises. Go ahead, 57.
No, I ain't got nothing to say.
What the?
That's amazing.
What the?
Yeah,
what?
Hold on.
Hey, what?
First the train
Somebody
late.
Somebody check his
system. You know what I'm saying? First the train late, and now 57 ain't got, I'm playing the numbers. What's that? Okay. 275. I got to play these 6 inches,
baby. Hey, Kim, this car, man, I agree with what you said.
Okay.
He ain't got nothing to say.
That's the first.
He ain't got nothing to say, and he agreed.
Because look, even if I say something else, Marcus and Debo gonna disagree with me anyway. They gonna text you and disagree with me anyway. So they don't need to be carrying it any further.
Marvin say, damn. Marvin say, damn, I just played the numbers.
Yeah, I just don't think Cam got it, man.
Well, I mean, hey, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, but I believe that Cam has a lot left. And we all know because Tom Brady, we've seen a completely different Tom Brady all season. The way he interacts with his teammates, the way he interacts with the media, all of that. It's been completely different with Tom Brady this season. So that tells me there's something different going on in New England. You understand me? These guys are being held to a different standard, if I could say that. You know, these guys are made to uphold the New England way of doing things. And honestly, I think Cam was just as relieved to get away from New England as New England was to get him out of this. Because, look, the main reason that they used, Cam done went and got vaccinated. You know?
Yeah.
Look at Kyrie. Kyrie has yet to get vaccinated. He's standing 10 toes firm behind what he believes in.
Yeah.
Got vaccinated what, 2-3 weeks after being released? He went on and got vaccinated. So, you know, to answer Marcus, I haven't heard anything about Cam being injured. So we don't know. We don't know. But again, like I said, nobody is preseason healthy right now. Nobody. You know, so, you know,
right.
We'll see. The book is still open. The book is still open. But I'm going to say this. Seattle, y'all can't keep going on Geno Smith, man. And last night I saw little subtleties from Geno Smith, like, actually fussing at teammates and yelling. Look, and it's funny. They showed Jameis Winston get into it with his teammate on the sideline over a mistake, a route ran wrong, or an effort, whatever it was. They got into it, but then they went right back on the field and played together like it wasn't nothing, like it wasn't nothing. Geno Smith did the same thing, and you saw the other player saying to him, man, and they had to like block out the player's mouth. Because you could tell he was down like cussing Geno Smith out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Seahawks, y'all need to make a move while Cam is still available.
Cam is in consideration to go to Miami because they want him. So they've been talking back and forth with him, you know, because
Miami wanted
Deshaun Watson.
They wanted Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
They want everybody except for Tua, you know, who they already have.
Yep.
Come on, man.
But they need to give him some help. They need to give him some help and help the young man out.
Exactly. In dumb Miami fashion, they're going to find out once Tua is away from them and with a team who really believes in him and applies players around him to help him out, like you just said, Tree, Miami is going to be kicking themselves. And I can't wait because I have a cousin who talks hella trash. This Bama live in South Carolina, but he's a Miami Dolphins fan. And he talks hella trash all season thus far. Anybody seen my cousin Katie and Kale? Y'all, we need to send 911 by them to check on them and all this mess. And I told him, don't laugh, please, because that tide will turn. That tide goes turn. You know what I mean? Because guess what? It always do. And it's never fun when the rabbit got the gun.
You ain't lying.
No.
It ain't never fun. Never fun. You know what I mean? So, hey,
that
we're going to take a quick one, y'all. We're going to take a quick one. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782 is the number. We'll be right back.
Change my ways, too good at getting away with all them games I played. Smooth walker, slick talker, anything I did. Get out of a jam quicker than MacGyver just did. I think I'm sprung now. I seen a dude uptown who makes me want to settle down and have it fun now. He might be the one now. I can't explain it myself. I let my daddy Chuck Brown give you the rundown.
I was driving in my car one day. I saw a sexy lady walk my way. A banging body and a pretty face. So I whispered in her ear and said, I really love your style and your dress supply, yo. I love to see your pretty.
Yes.
This World Series, y'all. I need to know. I need to know. I already know where Tree stands. You know, she wants Atlanta to win. I think Tree saying, watch out, dog. It just hit me in my mind, y'all. He's going to try to lasso you to go to Atlanta to celebrate if Atlanta wins. That's why she wants. She don't want to go to Houston. She want to go to Atlanta. So
yes. I take that, bro.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
take that.
Figure her out. Done. Figure her out. But I think when judging by the offense that each team put forward during their AL and NLCS Classic, I don't know. I give Atlanta an edge. I give more of a push to Atlanta than I do Houston.
See, Houston, what everybody got to, even if Houston win, right, they under that cloud, like the cheaters cloud. Like, did they win it on their own?
Yep.
Or did they cheat? And it's going to always be over their head. Even New England, when they won that Deflategate, they won two other Super Bowls after that. And people still say, I wonder if they cheated. You know what I mean? So it's going to always be,
oh,
they probably cheated.
About that,
it's going to always be speculation. Always. That's why I don't want them to win. They need to let everything die down and then just go ahead and let the Atlanta Braves win. Not let them win, but don't cheat and see what happens.
Because
y'all already proved that
though.
The only way y'all can win is if y'all cheat.
And once a cheat, always a cheat. The only thing that changes, you cheat in a different way. You cheat in a different way. But,
that's what I've been saying too, guys. Once a cheat, always a cheat.
Hey, but if any team gets cheated and lose, I want it to be Atlanta. I'm sorry. I can't stand Freddie Freeman.
They be balling though.
Exactly, and it's for no reason. Freddie Freeman is a great ball player. He's a great ball player. But he just gives my net fit. He gives my net fit every time we play Atlanta. Every time, you know. So you know, and Marcus say, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. I guess, but you know.
I mean, that's the old saying. That's when everybody was cheating. That's when everybody. It was just in the normal to do that. It was just even. Pete Rose came out and said. I took steroids. All that. McGuire, all of them, they said that they took the steroids and all that. But then when it came to Barry Bonds, he said, I didn't do it. But he still got that stigma, and they still blackballed him. And he didn't do it. So, you know what I'm saying? It's up in the air.
And it's crazy to me now how they search the pitcher's glove and the baseballs he threw and all of that after every inning. That's crazy to me. It's like the pitcher, instead of going in the dugout, going to the bathroom or whatever they normally do, you have to stop by the umpire now and get your glove checked out. And they have to make sure you aren't tarring the baseballs and all of that. So, I mean, this thing is getting serious. This thing is getting real serious. But I'm going to say this. Because baseball is America's game, I hope they live up to that mantra. I hope that this series lives up to that mantra. I don't want to sweep. I want to see back and forth. I want to see each team lose on their own home field once, you know, to start. I want it 2-2. One win at home, one win on the road, and then battle from that point. I don't want to look at it and say, oh, man, Houston going to dominate. Oh, Atlanta going to dominate. No, I don't want to see that. I want to see these guys actually showing why baseball has been titled America's game, you know?
Right. I feel that. Yeah. I feel you. I mean, I want everybody to win at home. I want each team to win at home. But if you can win at somebody else's house and the ball and your eye coordination with that ball and you hitting, I mean, hey, do what you do, Atlanta. Do what you do.
Shut up,
Tam up.
Dude,
only reason why I would really want, but you know what? If Houston wins, I wouldn't be mad, like big mad. I wouldn't be mad because Dusty is over there and he deserved to win, you know.
Right.
But I just like Dusty. I really do. And I was mad when y'all got rid of Dusty, you know. That hurt me to my heart. Yeah. But I like Dusty. And y'all do have Dusty's son over at our team now.
Yeah, but we got rid of Dusty and won the World Series, what, a year later? 2 years later?
Yeah.
And I love Dusty, too. But you look at some of the managerial moves that Dusty made during that series, and this one fact got Dusty fired. When the Dodgers brought Bumgarner back out and Dusty said, this is the last game of the series. He got to go play another series. Let's see how much he got in the tank now. Dude, you had Max Scherzer, Steven Strasburg. You had all type of pitching on your side. You should have used your players as if there was no tomorrow. Because they're actually and that is
that's
what
true.
Got Dusty removed. That I'm serious. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That is what got Dusty removed. Because they said, "Wow, that's all you got to say after your team lost. How about it was a good move for that manager to push all his chips to the center of the table." That definitely showed he wanted it more than you. And don't get me wrong, Tanner Roark was a great pitcher for the Nationals. He was a great pitcher for the Nationals.
Yeah,
but
when you're
throwing Bumgarner out there, I expect to see Scherzer. I expect to see Strasburg. No, actually, Strasburg was out that during that season. He was out.
I was
going to
say, he was hurt.
So, but I still expected to see Scherzer. And Scherzer, listen, Bumgarner was on one day's rest, and the manager brought him back out.
Yeah.
Scherzer was on
y'all ain't
2 days
what to
rest.
Do with Bumgarner after we gave him to y'all.
I'm talking about L.A. He
went to
L.A. to
the I'm in the draft this year. They didn't know what to do with him. That's
what I knew. Well, they knew what to do when they played the Nationals, put his hind parts out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bring us home. Bring us home, Bum. Bring us home. And that's exactly what
Matt
he did.
Bum.
And Matt Sturgis sat there, and you could see the look of frustration and hurt in his face because he felt like, damn, that manager trusted the ace on one day's rest, and my manager didn't trust me on three.
You know, one day's rest.
Yeah, Bumgarner was on one day's rest when I forget that man, the Dodgers manager's
name. Because he knew our time.
But, excuse me? What'd you say, Lou?
You know, it doesn't give you a lot of time, you know, to prepare. You know, you have only one day. I mean, pitchers need about, what, 3 to 4 days?
Well, you're proving my point. Because Bumgarner did his thing on one day's rest. And if a pitcher needs 3 or 4 days rest, then you should have had Matt Scherzer out there. This is a game seven, a deciding game here at Nat Park.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't utilize all your weapons. And at the end, during the post-game interview, you said, let's see how healthy or how strong he'll be in the next series. Who the hell cares about the next series? You're in game seven. You got to be thinking about this game right now.
Do or die, people. Do or die.
Do or die. Now, real quick, because I have to say this. Heinicke is not a starting quarterback. He's not. And I was wrong. Because seeing what he did last season during the playoffs and sticking with Tampa Bay and Tom Brady the way that we did as a team, I thought Heinicke was better than that. This week showed me that moment, he has a great arm. He has a great arm. I'll give him that. But between the ears, moments become too big for him. We had three opportunities in the red zone on Sunday, and we came away with 0 points. Zero. Now, I was a little pissed with Ron Rivera because I was like, you got this new kicker. Give him a try. Don't come away with nothing. Give the new kicker a try. But
they thought he was gonna blew it.
I'm
gonna need you to take that back to the dollar store for real. And give it
back.
Your 10 dimes. See if they give you that back. Did they even tax you for that one? Did you pay the 5 cents extra for that joke?
No, I didn't, sir.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to take that back. And you know what?
I take it back. My bad.
Too bad it's 57. Been holding that thing all this time and just waiting. Kel gonna say something about his kicker, and I'm gonna be able to show that
to it.
Well, you know what?
Right into it, bro.
My kicker's name is Blewett, but Blewett is what your team did Sunday. Our team blew it. We've already said that. Washington blew it, but we said nothing about Lane Francisco. Say nothing about them. and your quarterback. National Geographic or whatever the hell we want to call that boy.
Which one are we talking about? We talking about Garoppolo?
Yeah, Garoppolo. That's his name. That bad boy
trying
to get out there.
You trying to be funny because y'all finally got rid of a stanky leg. Y'all finally got rid of stanky leg and got another stanky leg.
Nah, we don't know. They ain't even give him a chance. They ain't give him a chance.
He blew it twice.
He
blew it twice.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He did miss one pick. He did.
When he blew it twice.
They didn't even give him an opportunity again. Ron Rivera and
you know why?
Because
they knew he was going to blow it. They thought he was going to blow it, not blew it.
Hey,
yeah, I was about to say. I was about to say you ain't going to do that properly.
It ended up just like we said it was going to end up, Tang. The losers were going to be arguing with one another.
my
team didn't lose nothing. My team didn't lose anything.
Y'all almost lost y'all coach
to the college people.
Hey, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. He put that to rest today. I was sad and happy at the same time. I like the way
you wanted
him
gone. What you talking about? You been wanting him gone for a while now.
If you can I finish?
No.
You know,
no.
I was happy because he put the press in their place, but then I was like, damn, we stuck with this dude. Damn.
So in other words, 57 don't know. I'm with you, Diamond. We ain't having no more football conversations with 57. He's a baseball guy. No more football.
I don't know what. What you talking about?
You're a baseball guy. How you gonna be happy?
Hey, look. Don't try to figure me out. Just go with what I say. You know.
Don't try to figure this out.
I just roll the ball down the street. If you chase him, you chase him.
He playing with a double head coin.
I just roll him down the street. If you chase him, if you come off the porch and chase him, that's on you.
Hey, well, dog's going to be dog.
Hey, I'm going to keep rolling that ball then.
Yeah, most kids do.
Yeah, okay.
That's what most kids
do.
Dog's going to be dog.
Don't get hit by a car. Don't get hit by a car.
Now, why would you do that? Why would you want somebody to get hit by a car, 57?
Just see that. Now see that. Don't try to turn myself around. You ain't no politician.
Don't get hit.
I said, don't get hit by a car. Come on, man.
This man throwing balls out in the street so people can get hit by
a car.
Come on, man. Lord, have mercy.
Come on, man. Don't turn my words around and try to make them fast. Sound like
you
what you want to sound like.
Words around, man.
Yeah, come on, Donald Trump, fake news.
Oh Lord, that's Trump.
Wait a minute.
That's a minute. Hey, look, Vincent, you stole the election, damn it.
Right.
I demand a recount.
I love y'all. That's weird.
Yeah, man. Y'all brought my mood back. I'm trying to tell y'all because I was somewhere else about an hour and some things ago. For real.
I swear
but,
I love y'all on the tail corner.
Seriously, all jokes aside, I'm with you, Marcus, as far as we got a rough schedule this year. Because everybody went off of what they saw last year from this thing. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew that Chase Young would be Brian Arakpo 2.0. Nobody knew that. Nobody knew that, what's his name, the quarterback, Heineke would be like a flat beer. You know what I mean? A Heineke Zero with no alcohol. And that's my beer. That's my beer. But we didn't know he was going to be a high-end speaker, for real. So, you know, it's time to lose, and lose with respect. And watch, the funny thing about it, everybody is saying that we're favored this week. And I'm like, you know.
They didn't.
They said
y'all was playing +5 last week. +5.
And they also said that Green Bay was going to win by 7. By 7 points. And they proved us completely wrong. 3 opportunities in you know what? That was fun, though.
I mean, but I'm a big bro. Let me just say something real fast. Man, their job is they. I watched that whole game, man. I wasn't flipping back. The refs was being petty on y'all, man. I'm serious. The refs,
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
and
man.
You know, he kept pointing it out.
When I see that, I'm texting streets all the time. Look at these refs, y'all. We gotta play the other team, the refs, and half our damn fan base every Sunday. I say that, but I don't know, man. Maybe the lackluster performance took away from the refs. We're gonna look at that one.
You probably so disgusted, Kel, you just probably turned it off.
You just said forget it, man.
I mean, not turned it off, but just wasn't really paying too much attention to it.
Tuned out. You're saying I tuned out. But, no, I sat there and watched because it became a point of how much more terrible are we going to be, for real?
Right.
With me, you know, it came a point of, damn, these dudes can't be losing this bad. He sucked, man. You know, that's all it is. And you know what? I accept that. This is my season 2 suck. As a Washington fan, that's just hope, like Marcus is saying, that these people are getting things in order and the adults will take over the organization like we need it to be. But we still got some time to get out from under. We have to get out from under Bruce Allen's imp. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you something?
Now, go ahead.
I know you said get out of Bruce Allen, but I'm serious. What you think about the owner? You think he gonna be there next year? You think the other owners might team up and get him on up out of there?
How? That's just like
that's
all your neighbors.
That's just like all your neighbors
in your neighborhood saying Tang and Treese are not good neighbors. We want them to sell their house and get out of our neighborhood. They can't do that. They're going to figure out a way.
They want that man gone, man.
Yeah, but the funny thing about it, Dan always thinking 2 moves ahead of them, dog.
That's because he deals with jerks. Whatever.
You know, it takes a crook to get you out of crooked situations. So whomever you're dealing with, that's what I'm saying. I'm with you, 57. All right. That's a good point. All right, Tree. It's that time already, baby. It's that time.
Oh, man.
Oh, I thought we were going to 7:30.
Nah. Once it's programmed in, it's programmed in. We got to just rock with what we got. But go ahead, please.
Well, I want to say congratulations to Marcus with the week 7 picks. Now, Kellen, Misty would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. We also would like to say that we love you guys today.
I lost you. As Chiefs always say, we love you today, not as much as yesterday or more tomorrow. Something like that. Yeah. Started to my head, man. I still got a little bit of that Metro blues going on. But, hey, don't forget Thursday. We're going to do the picks for week 8. Week 8 picks this Thursday. And I'm telling y'all, I'm studying, man. I'm going to win this one. I'm going to win this one. So, hey, we appreciate everyone, your input, your help with this show. And we're going to, hey, Jack, and I ain't even talk about the Wizards, but we're going to do some Wizards talk come Thursday. All right, everybody have a blessed. Who got you muted?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You had me muted.
Nah, you ain't been muted. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I'm sorry. We love you more today than yesterday. That's what it was. But not as much as tomorrow. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to hear. We get out Thursday.
Okay.
She's over here laughing, y'all.
No, that's a thing about talking about he can't hear me.
Oh.